Amen. We had a great sunrise service, if you were here. I thought that was wonderful. We had some beautiful songs, and really appreciate that. Good breakfast. But we got to fellowship early this morning, about 7 o'clock. The sun came up just at the right time. It was beautiful. It was really precious, really good time. And I had a chance to share, basically quote, Max Lucado in a little portion of his book, and it's really touched me this week, and so I'm not going to preach a whole message, but I do want to share just a little bit, and but I want to share from my heart about that verse. It's in John chapter 17, verse 20, and I'll read it to you. Jesus is basically praying over his disciples. He said, my prayer is not for them alone. And he's talking about his disciples, right? He says, my prayer also is for those who will believe in me through their message. Think about that for a minute. This really got into me this week. Actually, Anita shared it with me this week, and the little message that I was preparing for this morning, I just completely changed it. And basically, I've been just quoted and read Max Lucado's, which is really precious to me. But think about this scripture for what really Jesus is really telling us. See, Jesus knew us before we was even in our mother's womb. He knew us. He knew you. And Jesus here is telling us that when he's in the Garden of Gethsemane, he is praying for you. He can look ahead and he is praying for you. He's praying for me. And then in that garden, Jesus makes the decision. Now I'm going to say something, and I want you to hear my heart on this. I'm not in no way minimizing the bruising or the crucifixion and everything that happened on the cross. In no way am I minimizing the resurrection. Because the resurrection really, it kind of separates us from all other religions. You know? The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. That's how a person becomes saved. And the Holy Spirit offers that free gift of salvation. In other words, we place our faith. You know, we're saved by grace through our faith and believing that Jesus died on the cross and God raised him from the grave. The death, burial, and resurrection. If we place our faith in Jesus, the Bible says we become born again. We become children of God. So when I say this, I want you to understand, I clearly understand that. But this Easter season, it's like God has just put this thing in me about, and it kind of started with Anita, and thank you for sharing that, about Jesus made the decision to die on the cross for our sins in the garden. He wrestled just a little bit, for a few seconds there, maybe, I'm guessing. For a few seconds, he asked God, not sure if I want to do this. Is there any other way we can figure this out? This is my version. And God said, no. And Jesus said, okay. Not his will, but God, his Father's will be done. And so right there, the battle was won. And the battle was in Jesus' mind. I'm assuming the human mind and his God mind all worked everything out. But in our mind is where the real battle is in overcoming the enemy. It's how we think sometimes. It's what we think about. It's what we allow ourselves to think about. That's a big part of the battle and the battle of the freedom of being free in Christ. Truly free. What did Jesus do on the cross for us? He delivered us. He set us free. He filled us with His Holy Spirit. And so we talk about victory in Jesus. We sing about the old rugged cross. For Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, He made His mind up. Right there. I am going to die on the cross for you. That's what He said. He looked, He prayed for each one of us. He prayed for each one of you. And He said, I'm going to do it. I've made my mind up. Not my will, but the Father's will be done. I'm going to take your place on the cross. I'm going to pardon you. And I'm going to die for you on the cross so that you can spend eternity in heaven and have everlasting life. I think sometimes in our own lives, you know, the battle is in our mind. What do we want to do? What is God calling you to do? What are you going to do in life? So this morning I want to encourage you. Make that decision. Follow the Lord. Make that decision that God's put on your heart about doing something for Him. Maybe some of you are just trying to pray about changing a job. Starting a business. Doing something in life different. If you feel the Lord's calling you to do that, place your faith in Him. Trust Him. Make that decision today. Make that decision today. Follow Christ. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Maybe some of you, maybe you've been sitting in the church pews for a while. Maybe you've been going to church for a while and you never really personally said, okay, I'm going to give my life to Christ. I'm going to place my faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Everything that we have been singing about all morning, maybe this morning is that time when you say, okay, I'll make that decision right now today. Tired of messing around. I'm going to make that decision. I'm going to come down. And when we sing this song of invitation, I want to encourage you to come down. I'll be glad to pray with you. Amen. Really, let that sink in. I'm going to pause. Let it sink in. Jesus was praying for you. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for the ones who come out today from 6 o'clock this morning, helping behind the scenes all the way until sitting on this church pew to enjoy this precious time of giving you honor and glory and praise. Thank you for everyone, Lord. Thank you for the ones who vacuumed. Lord, thank you for the ones who cooked. Thank you for the ones who played music, sang in the choir. Help load chairs and unload chairs. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the ones, the most important ones, the two visitors that came early this morning. Let's pray in Jesus' name for them, and they'll have a good time with their family. But Lord, if there is one person here today that's never made that decision to give their life to Christ, personal decision, I pray that they'll come down, and we'd be glad to settle that today. In Jesus' name, amen.